Hello and welcome to Al Sirhan Weekly Podcast. My name is Hisham Al Sirhan and I'm a PhD student at the School of Library and Information Science in Indiana University, Bloomington. This new podcast was created as a class project to discuss and reflect on the weekly lectures and contents of IST class, which is taught by Dr. Kurt Spong. The title of the class is The World is Open with Web Technology. And this is my second class with Dr. Vonk, and I look forward to take another learning journey with him again. As I mentioned earlier, this is the purpose of this podcast is to reflect on the weekly lectures of the class. And interestingly, the first week of class revealed a very interesting group of people with different backgrounds. The class included students from 12 different countries with different majors and programs. Some of the students I already know from previous classes, but most of them are new to me. So I believe in a class with such diversity, it can be really useful to learn about different perspectives and opinions based on the different backgrounds, especially in a class like Dr. Wong's classes, during which he encourages discussions and exchange of ideas between the students. This is the first podcast I have ever created. I'm still learning about the software and the technologies and the way to upload this podcast on the internet, and hopefully with time I would be able to do a much better job, and hopefully I would provide useful contents as well as something enjoyable for people to hear. For this podcast, I decided to discuss some of the reading that I read for the class and talk about the lectures Dr. Bong gave us during the class. There are two reports that I prepared for this class. The first one is called Working Learners, Educating Our Entire Workforce for Successful for Success in the 21st Century. And this report was published by the Center for American Progress. Basically, the report discusses how the educational system is not fit for the workforce or the working learners in the United States. Many educational institutions are basically focused on traditional students who are defined as full-time students coming directly from high schools. They do not have to work, or they don't have a real or main job, and they don't have any family responsibilities that they have to take care of. It's basically the young students coming from high schools and going directly to colleges. So this is what they define as traditional students. But the report is talking about the non-traditional students, or basically people who've been in the job market for a while. And the report discusses how the education system is not fit and how the programs, learning programs in schools and universities and colleges are not making it easier for this group of people to continue their education. The report suggests the need for a more flexible educational systems or programs which can provide credentials as well as coaching and support for working learners. The way to do that, according to report, is to build on or to improve the current educational policies and programs that already existed in the United States. And they discuss two major policies that are provided by the government to help students improve their education and take or enroll in higher educational programs. The second report I read for this class is from the United Nations, and it's called the Millennium Development Goals Report. This is an annual assessment report for the progress toward achieving the Millennium Development Goals for the year of 2015. Basically, this report is talking about a set of goals in which the United Nations and countries have set for the year of 2015, 9 years ago, and this report is showing or assessing the achievement of these goals. The goals are related to different areas for improving humanity and communities, especially in poor and developing regions and countries. One of these goals is to achieve a universally primary education for all children around the world. And the report states some of the major accomplishments made in education. For example, the increase of enrollment in primary education. And also the report states some existing challenging or some areas within education that need to be focused on. One of these problems is the inequalities in education based on gender or ethnicity. So it's basically the report provides some statistical numbers to show how the United Nations or countries around the world are doing in terms of achieving these goals. During the class, that we discussed with as groups some of these reports with students, and they were very interesting points raised by many students in the class, and they thought that was very useful and helpful to share and also to hear from other students their point of view and what they thought about these discussions. The other thing we did in the class was to hear Dr. Bong's lecture, which was focused on the on his book, The World is Open. And during the lectures, he introduced the educational openers, which represent the 10 technology trends combined in the We All Learn acronym. During the first week, Dr. Bong introduced the first 5 openers, which were web searching, e-learning, the availability of open source and free software, and the leveraged resources and open courseware, and the learning objects, repositories and portals. What I really liked during this lecture was the many examples and resources Dr. Bong provided in the presentation. It was filled with names of people's books, websites and technologies that are making the world really open for learning by anyone, anywhere and anytime. For this class, I expect to learn more and get more understanding about the use of and benefits of technologies for the learning process, and I really look forward to hear more from Dr. Bong and from my fellow classmates as well, to learn and to exchange ideas with them. And since this is my first podcast, I will not try to make it very long, and as I said, I'm still learning about how to use this software. This is my first time creating a podcast, so I hope you will enjoy this one, and I promise that I will try to improve the audio files and remove any noises if there's any in future, and hopefully I can make this podcast enjoyable to listen to. This is it for now, and I look forward to meet with you next week. Goodbye.